This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we also have a little story for you, and it's a follow-up on something that happened in the Day One Rakyat yesterday. So, as an extension then to a conversation that began in the Day One, you may have heard Environment and Water Minister Datuk Seri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man has said that he's going to seek higher penalties and increased police involvement to secure our water. This is going to happen through proposed amendments to the Water Services Industry Act 2006 and the Environmental Quality Act 1974, and it's currently waiting for approval from Cabinet. The amendments would see the current fine of 100,000 go up to 10 million and the jail sentence set at a maximum of 15 years. Now, the question here, I think, is whether harsher punishment is going to work when it comes to stopping water pollution and disruptions. Is that what we want to see? Is that going to be a sufficient deterrent for, well, potential wrongdoers, but also motivation perhaps for the people in charge of safeguarding our water? You can call us again if you'd like to weigh in, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us, we have Mageswari Sangaralingam, who is the Honorary Secretary of Sahabat Alam Malaysia. Magis, thank you so much for being with us. So first of all, can you walk us through the current shortcomings in the Act?
Okay, so before I speak about the shortcomings, the Water Services Industry Act 2006, yeah, is an act to provide for and regulate water supply services and sewerage services. The act makes provisions to confer executive authority on the federal government for matters relating to water supply systems and services. This also includes sewerage services and systems, and it's only limited to Peninsular Malaysia and the federal territories. In terms of the licensee for the water distribution, they must ensure that the quality of water that is supplied, that it complies with the minimum quality standards of drinking water. Okay, and the good thing about the WSIA, the Water Services Industry Act, is Section 121 of the Act, it addresses the issue of offence of contamination of water. This includes contamination of any water course or the water supply system with any substance, which may in the intention to cause death, or they have the knowledge that it will cause death, or which would likely to endanger the life of any person. So then after that, the Act also lists the penalties, which includes the death, imprisonment, whipping and fines, depending on the severity of the offence. So this is about the Water Services Industry Act. So in terms of compliance and the power to act, so it's all written in the Act. What we find is, okay, this could all be in the Act, but in terms of the enforcement, how is it being enforced? Yeah? We don't wait for a disaster to happen before enforcing it. Yeah? We will have to have constant monitoring and surveillance.
Mm. So one key amendment that is being proposed is for harsher punishments to be allowed against environmental crimes. Will this do much to help the situation?
Okay, we do welcome the amendments because we need to seriously protect our water resources, not only for us to consume. We always been thinking of the water resources for the human beings to consume in our daily life or for farming or industry. But this is also important for wildlife, aquatic life, and also flora to thrive. Yeah. So thus, the harsher punishments are indeed welcomed. The relevant authorities, they should also be enforcing the laws which fall under their jurisdiction to mete out the punishments. So it's not only those who are authorized under the Water Services Industry Act. We also have all other regulations also which falls under. Over the years, I'm with the Consumer Association of Penang and also Sabah Alam Malaysia, we have seen dumping of waste, illegal discharge of effluents, sedimentation of water courses due to deforestation or earthworks, and land clearing. So it is not only the case of illegal dumping, but also the problem of burdening our rivers or overloading it with pollutants. Yeah? For example, Factory A could be allowed to discharge effluents, and they could be complying with the standards. But then, in that same industrial area, there's also Factory B, C, D, which would add on to the pollution load. So cumulatively, this will also deteriorate the river water quality. So in these kind of cases, how are you going to punish? So whom are you going to punish? So we need to look into the problem of water pollution holistically. So we just must not wait for a severe water contamination incident, like what it happened in Sungai Kim Kim or Sungai Gong or Sungai, or even in Penang itself, Sungai Pinang and Sungai Juru, for us to take action. We are lacking proper continuous monitoring and also enforcement of our water resources and water bodies. We need proper planning, such as an integrated river basin management, water resources management. The Malaysian government has always been talking about this, but then we don't see it in practice. Yeah? And there is also a need not to site any industries or waste disposal sites like landfills upstream of water intake point. If we do this, we are just inviting disaster. For the time being, we have also been looking at some projects being proposed. This is upstream of a water intake point, and so we are fighting this particular project.
Right, and you talked about enforcement there, and I just wanted to know who right now is empowered to enforce the Water Services Industry Act?
If it's under the Water Industries Services Industry Act, the commissioner can authorize anyone to act upon this, any public officer or officer of the commission to exercise powers of enforcement under this act. So this is really good because we see that in terms of like the Department of Environment, they also have their limitations in with regards to their Environmental Quality Act and the regulations under it. What we are seeing lacking is pollution from livestock industry or also aquaculture sector. These are not being taken into account. So as much as we welcome the amendments to the Water Services Industry Act, it is not the only act which has to be amended. We should also look into the Environmental Quality Act and the regulations. And from our experience also, there is also a need to provide enforcement powers to other agencies, such as the Department of Irrigation and Drainage, because they are also looking into water bodies.
So the Act is also being amended to empower the police to enforce it. Would this help strengthen enforcement, in your opinion?
Not exactly, because you also need the monitoring. You just don't wait for someone to pollute and then you go and look for the offender. Some of them are doing it at night, and then there are also repeat, they're blatantly polluting water courses, and some are not even bothered. They are doing it repeatedly. So who is going to do the continuous monitoring? So that's why we think that you need to have a proper budget for this enforcement activities, continuous surveillance activities. If not, even if you have the very good act, if you're not enforcing, if you're not doing the surveillance, it's not going to help.
Magis, thank you so much for those insights. That was Magiswari Sangaralingam, Honorary Secretary of Sahabat Alam Malaysia, discussing the amendments that are currently being tabled for the Water Services Industry Act 2006. And again, that would essentially make harsher punishments and penalties for those who are caught, threatening our water supply, polluting our water supply. And the question here is, do you think this is going to work? Is it going to be a sufficient deterrent? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.